Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and we are back in business. Brian Mitchell, back in studio. B, what's up, man? How you been?
I am very well, man. What's been going on?
Oh, you know, the Caps lost, and nobody's ever sure if this city's going to win a title again. But yeah. Outside of that, it's pretty much pollen and business as usual.
Yeah. I was talking to some guys yesterday, and they were saying the same thing about, shouldn't we have this area, this team, all the teams should be good all the time.
But
it hasn't been.
Oh, hell no. Did you get to watch any of the Cats? So you had family stuff going on.
Nah.
You had your daughter's graduation.
I didn't watch many sports.
Did not.
Gotcha. I've been hanging with the family, traveling to Richmond, back and forth.
So who all was in town? What all was going on at Casa de Mitchell?
Thursday, we had my baby daughter Leah's birthday. And so we had dinner and stuff with the fam that night over at Trattoria Villaggio. She liked that restaurant. Then Friday, my middle daughter Maya graduated.
So VCU.
From VCU. We drove down to Richmond, and then it happened to be my son's fifth anniversary. He and his wife were in town, too, so it was like a joint thing.
In from San Fran?
Yes.
Okay.
So I picked them up Thursday night. They got in about 1-something, close to 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And then we were on the road around 9.
Oh, wow.
On Friday morning. So my mother-in-law was in town, and then but Bria on Sunday had a bridal shower. So it was like a whole damn weekend of stuff, but it was good, you know, having all, and that's the first time since my son got married that I had all my kids in one place together. So it's cool as hell.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. So I did a little toast and I look over, what the hell is wrong with you, dude? My son was tearing up. Going, man, Dad, that stuff was good, man. You just did that off the top of your head. I said, yeah, I get paid to do that. I said, but he said, man, my eyes sweating like yours was when Bria got engaged.
It happens. Yep. It happens.
It was cool, though. Cool having everybody. My mother-in-law was in town, so it was cool.
So what meals? So Thursday night you went out. Friday, I imagine you kind of ate back and forth from Richmond, right?
Yeah, like we ate in Richmond at – we went to – because Maya – but they always say me and Monica always go to Cooper's Hawk. Like, that's our
that's your spot, right, right.
But she likes it, too. But the food was damn good. So we all sat there and ate there. Then Saturday, crawfish and shrimp.
I'm wondering, was there ever, like, a B. Mitch made a feast moment?
Yeah, crawfish
that was
and
Saturday?
Shrimp. Yeah, Saturday.
What's the overall poundage in crawfish for, I mean, we're talking, I mean, you got six. Willie's married. Your mother-in-law's there, so you're up to 8 people.
But, like, my mother-in-law don't really eat them like I eat them. So, I think we might have had, like, 45 pounds, something like that.
45 pounds?
Yeah, that's nothing for, like, me, Willie, Bria, Maya, Leah, Deshaun, he trips on and say, man, this family eat everything spicy. Y'all put spice on eggs.
Count. So, Deshaun makes it 9 in your crew now,
he doesn't
right?
really eat a lot of it, though.
He's a big fella, too. Yeah. If he was, you'd have to get up to 60 pounds.
Yeah. If he would eat them like I do. 40, but then we had another on, like 15 pounds of shrimp.
We got some math to do here. 45 pounds of crawfish at Northern Virginia prices, not Louisiana prices.
Yeah.
45 pounds, I mean, let's just conservatively say it's $10 a pound. And it's probably not, right?
That's about what it was, because I have a little place out in Woodbridge is cool.
All right. So that's an easy, and then another 15 pounds of shrimp, that's an easy $600 meal for the fam.
Yeah.
Is that more or less than when everybody's going to a restaurant?
It ended up being about the same. Because, you know, like, basically, when everybody can consume alcohol for the most part.
Just about anybody that wants to now can, right?
So I'm saying, so when you go out and eat and you don't have alcoholic beverages, your bill is nothing.
Oh, right.
Soon as you start adding one glass of wine.
Sure.
Two glasses of wine, three, four, five. You know, you get around 10 glasses of wine and all of a sudden, and everybody has more than one, and then you start saying, oh, okay, then the price has changed.
Probably should have got bottles at that point.
Yeah, basically that's what we did.
I thought you have like a, aren't you like a wine member?
Yeah, but we had the amount left. We got a couple bottles of those, and then those were gone, and we had to get some more.
Goes quick.
Yeah.
Goes quick.
Very quick. Very quick.
But I'm glad you had a great weekend. Weather largely agreed with you, right?
It was, like, the rain comes in a little bit, goes, but, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, because like Sunday, all the ladies went to the little bridal shower, and then me, Willie, and Deshaun just hung around. So we ended up D.C.
When did you play golf? Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay.
They didn't play. They just rode around and drank. So we,
not the worst.
We ended up in D.C. Then we are, what's this place called? It's a pool place I went to.
Like shooting pool?
Backshot or something like that. Whatever. Over in Maryland. Then we went from Maryland to... From over there in Laurel to the MGM. So we made it into a day.
You had a day.
Yeah.
Now, Willie lives in California. Deshaun lives in Florida. Who the hell knew to drive to Laurel to play pool?
Mark was playing pool.
Okay, so you went to
Mark.
So we
went to hang out with Mark. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, that makes more sense. Otherwise, Willie's just like Googling pool halls
in
Maryland.
Basically, what they did all weekend was talk about all this tech crap that they do and hip-hop.
Kind of
like, yeah, man, I need to meet that dude, Rosenberg.
We can make that happen. Next time Willie's in
New York,
that's
all they did. I'm saying these dudes, both of them, they could tell you, they hear a song, they start telling you who the producer is. They know everything about the damn song. Then they start talking about self-driving cars and all this, and I'm just driving just in my own world. I'm like, I don't know what the hell they're talking
about.
You're
just like singing R&B on the radio. What? How does Willie like California? They've been out there, what, 4 or 5 months now?
They've been out there since January 8th. So he said he loves it. He said, man, I'm already at home. The place they live is like not downtown, but they live out a little bit, and everything is in walking distance and things of that nature. So he says he enjoys it. His wife loves it.
All right, good. Yeah. And she was in town too, I'm sure. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. That's great. I'm glad you had a nice family weekend. I had the complete opposite. I had college friends in town. I drank far too much. But
yeah, I can see. I can tell.
I'm better today than I was yesterday. I gave Landfill like and Jeff a pep talk yesterday.
Punch talk.
You got
a lot of little bruises and stuff.
I bruise easy.
And you know, college. What you have to realize is you're no longer a college student. You're a 40-year-old dude that bruise easy.
I realize that 90% of the time. I'm highly cognizant of that fact most of the time. I got another weekend coming. We're going to the beach for some golf tournament. We'll see how it goes. but I wanted to circle with you about the Caps. I know you haven't. I know you were too busy this weekend to watch Game 6, but I know you watched the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost want to ask you a bigger picture thing. And I'm not comparing the teams, right? Because the Caps got their cup now a couple years ago. And obviously, you were really young in your NFL career. Let's hear from Ann real quick. Ann just called in. Hello, Ann. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you want to say hi to B?
I did. You went to Bank Shots.
Bank
in
Shot.
Laurel
That's
on
it.
Sunday.
Yeah. Bank Shot. That's it.
And my daughter works there, and she said you are the nicest person ever.
Oh, cool. I try to
she
be.
She said you were so nice to everybody.
Yeah, we had a good time over there. You know, we took a lot of pictures and we drank a lot of those 24-ounce beers.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for being so kind.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much, Ann.
Thanks for listening, Ann.
All right, have a good day, you guys.
All right. You too.
Yeah, it was crowded, brother. We walk over there. When I pull up, I'm like, whoa. Because like, you know, to go to a parking lot, you can find an empty spot.
Right.
We had to make a spot. But it was crowded in there. It was cool.
So we have a packed day here on the program. Barstool Nate, Pete Haley, Julie Donaldson from the Commanders is going to join us a little later today. Tonight is the NFL draft lottery, or the NBA draft lottery, excuse me. The Wiz have a very low chance of the first overall
3%.
Pick. I mean, the Wiz very, very rarely get lucky in the draft lottery, even when they're supposed to have a top pick. We are less than a week out from the beginning of Commanders OTAs. But I wanted to ask you perhaps a simple question. That 91 Redskins team was so damn good. Mm-hmm. You guys 14-2 win the Super Bowl, just a dominant season. But it wasn't but a couple years later. Now, a big part of that is Coach Gibbs retires. Mm-hmm. But that thing went into full rebuild mode relatively quickly. Now, that was the end of a decade of dominance for Gibbs.
Yeah.
But the organization had to kind of hit a reset button. Watching these Caps and having lived through, you know, a championship and then a rebuild, mm-hmm. do you see any similarities? And is there any way to know when that time comes?
I don't think I see similarities, because I think a big part, as you stated, was because Coach Gibbs was there. And when he retired, you're talking about Coach Gibbs being the catalyst and the brain trust of everything that was happening on that football team. Then he leaves. Okay, Richie becomes the head coach. Richie is still a damn good defensive coordinator, hell at that point. But he doesn't want all the stuff that a head coach has to deal with. Richie wanted nothing to do with that. Okay, the offensive mindset, yes, they knew what Coach Gibbs did, but he's not calling it anymore. You know, so I think we lost a lot of that. And then after Coach Gibbs retired, there were a lot of players that left the team. I think Gary Clark.
It was
Clark,
a veteran-loaded
yeah,
team.
A lot of people ended
Gary
up
Clark
leaving.
Went to Arizona.
Like, yeah, so it's like
Charles Mann, I think, went to San Fran.
Yep. So it threw off the whole, but like the Caps they've had their nucleus there the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the difference comes. But I think it's as simple as this, and a lot of people may disagree with me. If Tom Wilson is in there every game, they don't lose all those games like they were losing. Because I think what happened, you watch them in points of the game, they are playing as youthful and as fast as anybody out there. And then at other points of the game, it looked like they're skating. They're skating on soft ice and other guys on hard ice. You know? And I think I listened to some, I forgot what show I was listening to, and they talked about a lot of people were saying, oh, he looked like he was just floating around the ice. That's what I said to you when we went there that night, that I saw him sitting at half the blue line right in the middle most times, and then he'll get into the action later when in previous games he was always in the action. You get what I'm saying? Like in a way he was preserving himself or trying not to get nicked up too much. It didn't seem to me like they had a 100% Ovechkin.
Well, and they certainly didn't have a 100% Backstrom. I agree with all that. And the Willie injury hurt them. And obviously you add maybe a really dependable goalie, and that could change stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's harder and harder to look at this as...
See, the thing that gets me, Jay, we were at the game when they were up.
Yeah.
And they should have won that game.
3 minutes to play. Right.
Then you start off another game, you're up 3-0. And then you give up 5 consecutive goals. What changed? They show straight up we can put goals on these guys, and I've said it over and over again. I watch it happen all the damn time. In hockey, you get up 2-0, 3-0. And more times than not, the other team is going to come back. And I don't know if they get very complacent, relaxed, or whatever. But the other team always seems to come back. So what is it? You stop being aggressive? Because they were aggressive when they came out to get up 3-0. And then all of a sudden, they don't score anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you wonder, you see all of that happening. And yes, they're older than what the other team was. But ultimately, you had the energy to get that done. What happened? Did you run out of steam? And I know people say that a lot, but I've watched them perform in the third period, even being older.
It's I don't know what that answer is. I know just with like the contract structure and the folks they have around, it'll require. I don't know that they have a let's tear this all down and rebuild it possibility, frankly. I think they don't.
You look at.
I don't think you should as long as you have Ovi competing at this level.
If Ovi is still competing like that and if Backstrom still can be doing the things he's doing, then you throw Cousy in there. You know, TJ, when not injured, is special. And then you look at like their top lines and you go.
I just don't know that you can count on those dudes to not be injured.
And I think that's a part of it. Like, what do you do? Do you start trying to. You can't get rid of. You get rid of those names.
Right.
That's a complete rebuild.
And I don't think you can. I don't think you can get rid of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you can get back to where you want to be with them. So it's kind of a tricky spot. You know what I mean?
I think the ultimate thing is what Samsonov, you know, if he gets better. Okay. Because I think they have to work so hard to protect their goalies, which I'm not going to blame the goalie for sure in the playoffs. It wasn't all on him.
No, I think
he played well.
He played all right.
If he can get to the point where he's super dependable, then they don't have to put so much effort into trying to protect him, which means that now they have that effort to attack.
Yeah. So listen to this. What we would consider their best players, Ovi is 36, Oshie is 35, Backstrom is 34. John Carlson's 32. Like, those aren't old ages. And hockey's crazy. Some dudes play till they're – how old is Chara? Is he still playing? Like, some of these guys play into their 40s.
Yeah.
But you got to expect, especially a player like Backstrom and maybe Oshie as well, like guys that are clearly – Backstrom wasn't physically there. Now, did he still have that incredible pass and some great – mm-hmm. You know, stick skills, 100%. But Backy wasn't all the way there. Ovi is as dominant as ever, but it did look like whatever that gear we're used to seeing in the playoffs wasn't there the second half of that series. Mm-hmm. Maybe the shoulder injury, whatever it was, got tweaked. I mean, I don't know, but it was. I don't think. You tear this thing down as long as you have Alex Ovechkin playing like he does. I never want to see him in another uniform. None of that is even on the table to me. So you just try to run it back and get hot at the right time. And hockey's such a wild sport that getting hot at the right time might be all you can do anyway.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's good, late 90s, early 2000s jam right here. Which reminds me of like when I used to wear Abercrombie clothes. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. You can follow Brian at B. Mitchell Live NBCS. You can follow me at JP Finley NBCS. Follow the show at B. Mitch and Finley. So, B, tonight is the NBA draft lottery.
Yes.
And I'm excited about that. And what's crazy is I've been watching more NBA playoffs this year, I think, than I have in a long time. They've largely been good, even if both the Game 7s the other nights were duds.
They were god-awful.
I mean, have you ever seen it? I haven't seen a team quit like the Suns did. They were completely disinterested in playing basketball.
It seemed like the whole team, but like Devin Booker, what happened?
Except in the fourth quarter when they let their scrubs in and they decided to go nuts and actually hit the over when your boy was on the under, and I was very mad about that, but whatever.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, man. I was listening to
Chris Paul, too, all of them.
Yeah, but it's like everybody that seemed to deal with the Kardashians seemed to just fall off the earth.
Yeah, I mean, those Kardashians are in trouble.
If you want your career to keep moving forward, do not. Just try somebody else. Oh, man.
I mean.
So, you know, they didn't play well, but let's understand. Luka and the Celtics played well.
Yeah, Luka played really well. The Celtics played really well. Last night, though, because I had to put together some furniture for my wife hanging out, I had The Last Dance on. There was no sports on last night. And you can tell me the Nats were on, but that's a tough watch these days. Mm-hmm. So I just had The Last Dance on, and you forget how locked in on basketball, on the NBA, the world was at that point in time. Oh, yeah. But, dude, they didn't score at all. Compared to now, watching The Last Dance, watching the Bulls-Jazz, those finals series,
uh-huh.
You know what the final score was in those games?
What was it?
83-82.
But what you did see was both sides investing in defense. You saw magnificent offensive play from people like, you know, Stockton Malone and also Jordan. But like today, you look at somebody, they call a foul. But these dudes, all they do is throw up three-pointers. And when you're throwing up three-pointers and it's clanking, when you're not on, it's just clank, 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 clank. That's not fun either. Nobody really plays no damn defense, but it's Boston and the Heat. I told you earlier, play the under in this damn series because Boston and Miami, those are two of the teams that actually do some defensive play.
Totally. I mean, the Mavs don't play much defense. The Warriors kind of do their own thing. But
the Warriors' defense is the fact that they run. Everybody runs so much on offense. It tires your ass out on defense.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it's just remarkable to think about where hoops has come since MJ late 90s when the NBA was king. I mean, the NFL is always king, but like nobody commanded in my lifetime Nobody commanded.
If MJ was playing, eyes were there.
Totally. I mean, maybe Tiger, but I still think golf's a little more niche than hoops. Nothing commanded the universe, in my opinion, like MJ did in the late 90s there.
Totally.
And watching those highlights and then watching just a standard NBA playoff game. Like the dependence on three-point shooting has changed everything so dramatically.
Yeah.
And, dude, watching Utah versus Chicago in that era where you know that the Jazz stars are going to be Stockton and Malone, and we don't remember Karl Malone, right? Dude was an athletic freak.
Yeah.
They kept showing him flush it last night, and his, like, explosion to the basketball was incredible. Obviously, MJ's an incredible athlete. Scottie's an incredible athlete. But, yo, at any given time, they'd have just, like, four or five stiffs out there. Greg Ostertag and Bill Wennington and Luke Longley.
Yeah.
Like, those dudes have either evolved or been eliminated from hoops.
Well, the
big guys just got to be able to shoot.
The big man,
now
they have to shoot. But this is I saw this on a stat the other day. Like, Michael Jordan and Luka are basically the only people that average 30-something points a game in the playoffs.
Yeah. Now, Michael Jordan's sample size is so much bigger.
I know, but still, how many people have played the playoffs? Now, let's think about this. If Michael played today where they can't touch him, like a lot of these.
Right.
How much would he average then? When we get into those, and I want people to understand, all the comparisons. You compare Mike, if Mike was playing in this era today, he might average 45 points a game easily.
Well, and people are like, you know, MJ wasn't necessarily a shooter like these
when
guys.
They told him
you know what he would do? He would be a shooter. That dude does anything he wants.
But see, they say that, but when they told him that he couldn't shoot, what did he do? He knocked down six or seven three-pointers in that same game? And when he gave the shoulder shrug.
It was five in the first half.
Basically what he said was, I don't have to shoot three-pointers because can't nobody stop me from going to the basket.
And then he developed that fadeaway jumper that was just unstoppable.
So if you imagine the day, you think anybody in the NBA, Patrick Beverley, I'm looking at him on TV right now, he's a guy who goes out there, he can play some hella defense. You think that fool right there could get close to stopping Michael Jordan? Michael dunk on his ass all day. But he can get, and the thing about Patrick, what Patrick does today, and this is what a point, and I think the sports are trying to take this out of it. Mental warfare is a big part of sports. Patrick Beverley, he majors in that.
Guess who? He went in on it yesterday.
MJ majored in it as well.
MJ has a doctorate.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, you know, it's a lot of what goes on. Like, basketball today, it's checkers. Basketball back then was chess.
So I tweeted out last night watching this stuff. I said, it's wild to watch The Last Dance again and remember finals games finishing 83-81. Different sport. David Aldridge, DA, who we both respect. I look up to a lot. I mean, he's been doing this.
Don't be surprised if this Celtics and Heat game finished like that.
DA said, it was glorious. So that's basketball then. It's a different sport now. The three-point line has changed just everything dramatically. The, you know, 3-and-D, the Warriors, Steph Curry, like whoever you want to point to, it's changed dramatically. Still, the team we root for are the damn Washington Wizards. Tonight, they hold a 3% chance in the NBA draft lottery. A 3% chance of getting the number one overall pick. But wait, B, it gets higher for the second overall pick. They have a 3.3% chance of getting number
two
overall.
Together, they got 6.3%.
Number three, higher yet again, 3.6% chance. And to get the fourth overall pick, they have a 4% chance.
So we're basically at 14% or less.
Yes.
Total.
Yes.
Yeah. We're 9.8, 13.8. Yeah.
13.9, yeah. I feel like 8, 9, Wiz.
3.3, yeah, 3.3.
Kind of never really move up. I know they got number one overall with John Wall, and they got number one overall with Kwame Brown. I feel like they got a top three pick the year Anthony Davis came out, and that was such an obvious sure thing. Maybe that's the year they took Beal. But by and large, man, they stay in that 9 to 13 range, which just doesn't get it done.
Yeah.
But listen to this, and this, I'm going to tell you the tweet first, and then I think you'll be very surprised where it came from. But I just read this. The NBA draft lottery is at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Since landing Patrick Ewing, the Knicks now have gone 17 straight lotteries without improving their draft position. 7 times they fell back, and 10 times they wound up where they were projected.
Wow.
Tonight, they're expected to make it 18 straight. Which is pretty remarkable in and of itself.
Yeah.
Guess where that tweet came from?
Where?
Adam Schefter.
That's kind of weird.
Right?
But wasn't Adam, he's leaving ESPN, right?
No, he's staying. He re-upped.
Well, they probably asked him to do some.
My guess is.
Give us some other stuff, too.
Well, Schefter's got.
We're going to give you a lot of money. We don't want just football. We know you're the football guy. Can you get something from somewhere else?
Schefter has 9.5 million Twitter followers. I imagine if he puts out a little information about the NBA draft lottery, people are like, all right, maybe we'll get a couple more eyeballs on this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Chef, we need to use that 9-point-something million.
So, Landfill, we have a fun game for the NFL draft lottery. I keep saying NFL.
NBA.
The NBA draft lottery tonight. The Wizards are expected to pick what? Is it 10th? I think so. I'll find that out. But I can think of, off the top of my head, maybe 3 legitimate top 10 NBA draft prospects. And certainly none of them are, I'm sure there's a bunch of European players I'm unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill has compiled a list of names. Some are real, some are not real, of potential draft picks the Wizards could land in the NBA draft lottery.
All right.
We're going to run through those when we return right here on B. Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Isn't that the same kind of groove as Brass Monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. When it starts off, every time I always think it's Brass Monkey.
Yeah, especially right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it. B. Mitch and Finley, presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. All right, NBA draft lottery is tonight. Odds are the Wizards will stay right where they are, but you never know.
They may get the first pick.
They could end up with the first overall pick. They got a 3% chance.
There's a total of 13.9% that they can get the first, second, or third, or fourth pick.
Yeah. So,
that's very, like, not very much in the favor of getting the first pick.
So to kind of get ready for where we think the Wizards, who they will land, odds are they'll be at 11, I think. So we got our guy, Jim Andrew Mullins the 7th, a.k.a. Landfill, is on the case. He's compiled a list of prospects. Most of them are real. Some of them are fake. We're going to have to... Let's start with just figuring out who we've heard of, B. Mitch, right. And then we'll pick our best player from there. So, Landini, the floor is yours.
All right, so I do have a list of names here. Some of these guys are NBA draft prospects. Some of them are not, although all of these are real people.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to start off Jaden Ivey. Jaden Ivey.
I think I heard that name. I think he played at like Texas or Oklahoma or something. I think that's a realistic draft lottery prospect.
Jaden Ivey is a shooting guard from Purdue and is in fact an NBA draft prospect.
Oh, yeah. He missed the shot at the end against St. Peter's.
Yeah, I heard that name. That's
right. His mom is a WNBA coach. I saw a cool feature on them. He's a player. All right. One for one. I had the college wrong, but I knew it was Middle America.
Yeah, you had two colleges wrong. Go ahead.
That's correct. I had the wrong conference.
All right. Anthony Beniarko.
I haven't heard that name at all.
I know there's Paolo Banchero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know about Anthony Beniarko.
Not a real player.
I think he's real, just because it's too early to be throwing fake ones out.
Anthony Beniarko is the University of Maryland's lacrosse trainer.
Okay. Not real.
You know what? After you said, I'm over here thinking, I might want to change. I say, nah, I'm going to just stay with what I'm doing.
All right. Cameron Justice.
I haven't heard of Cameron Justice the whole basketball season.
I think he played for Duke but was hurt, and they like threw him off the team or something.
If they threw him off the team, he's probably not no prospect.
I think he is. I could be completely wrong, though.
Cameron Justice is, in fact, a college basketball player, but he's not a draft prospect. He plays guard at Western Kentucky.
0 for 2 on you, JP.
Yeah, clearly. Not
Jabari
a prospect.
Jabari Smith.
100% real. Heard of him.
Jabari Smith is a power forward from Auburn, and he is, in fact, an NBA draft prospect.
Yeah. Okay. I've actually, I think, seen him perhaps connected with the Wiz. Ooh. At 11.
All right. Okay. Dyson.
What does that mean?
Daniels.
Dyson Daniels is a type of vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Dyson Daniels
is a cool-sounding name.
It is, but...
A little bit of alliteration there.
Haven't heard of Dyson Daniels being no big-time name, though.
Jeff, any help here? You heard of Dyson Daniels, or is this the guy that invented the vacuum?
I honestly do not watch college basketball until the Final Four.
Mm. And did you hear his name?
Big help.
Never heard.
Okay,
of
I'm gonna Appreciate probably say it. He's not a guy.
I'm gonna go with B. Mitch because I've been wrong every time.
If you watch college basketball, you probably won't know who Dyson Daniels is, but he is in fact an NBA draft prospect. He plays in the G League.
Oh, that's the guy that took the cash.
He's not a college draft. Oh, NBA draft prospect.
Yeah, he is.
But he's already in the league, isn't he?
It's weird. I don't really know how that works with the G League.
So you can. Here's what they did is. Because the NBA rule is that you have to be a year removed from high school graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these dudes are like, I don't want to go to college. I'd rather just do the G League for a year, and then he can still be drafted.
Okay.
So I think there's also like a prep school that has started paying kids to come to their prep school.
And NIL, baby.
They get like 3% of future earnings, which is kind of interesting. But
The prep school has become an agent.
Everybody's got their hand out, man. So that's interesting. So they're saying Daniels can make it happen?
Yeah. All right. Benjamin Brooks.
Benjamin Button?
Now you got me thinking now. Some of these names, I don't watch the G League, so.
I think Brooks is a prospect.
Benjamin Brooks is the representative from the 10th District in the Maryland House of Delegates. I think he's from Baltimore.
All right. Got me.
AJ Griffin.
Landfill. B-Mitch has developed a very smart strategy where it just says no to everything. Unlike me, who keeps saying yes. And so far, it's been the University of Maryland lacrosse coach and a state delegate.
You say AJ who?
AJ Griffin.
Yes. Real. Dookie. I think.
AJ Griffin is a small forward from Duke.
Oh, I got one that time.
All right. Alphonso Andrews Jr.
Oof. Baseball
Alphonso
player?
Andrews Jr. He's not basketball. No, I'm going no.
Alphonso Andrews Jr. is the running back from the University of Wyoming. All right. Johnny Davis.
Wisconsin, real.
Johnny Davis is, in fact, a shooting guard from Wisconsin.
He was good. He could fill it up.
Marquise Hayes. Marquise Hayes.
No.
I want to say Marquise Hayes played for Auburn and is a basketball player.
I'm going to say no.
I'm honestly not sure if Marquise Hayes played for Auburn, but he definitely didn't play basketball because he was the 257th pick in the NFL draft. he's a guard. He got drafted by the Cardinals, by the way, if you care.
All right. I was close.
This is fun.
I thought he was a guard.
Yeah.
I thought he was a guard.
He was a guard. Yeah. He's not a shooting guard. He's a pulling guard.
He's probably about 150 pounds too heavy for the NBA. But
I did think Lampville would give us like mm-hmm. Chet Holmgren, like one we could know.
Yeah.
But certainly not.
No, that would be too easy. Yeah,
obviously.
And that's why I'm listening. I'm like, okay.
I haven't heard any of these names. He's a guard.
He's
we
a guard.
Know that.
All right. Aaron Blakemore.
Not a
he
draft
is one.
Prospect.
He is one.
I have absolutely no idea if she's ever played basketball. but I know that she's currently employed by the Washington Post.
Okay. So probably not. But you never know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Oh, man.
I wasn't expecting that, but I knew it wasn't a basketball player.
All right. Chet Holmgren.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real.
Yes,
yeah,
real.
Yeah,
Drabs boy.
Center from Gonzaga. Shaden Sharp.
That sounds like how I say tweet. Shaden Sharp?
Shaden
no.
Sharp.
I'm going to say it's a tight end in the Sharp family tree.
I'm going to say he's not.
Yeah, no.
That is a shooting guard from Kentucky and is, in fact, a draft prospect.
He is?
Yeah.
Wow.
So not a tight end.
Not a tight end.
Okay.
I've got a couple more here.
All right.
Mario Pasalic. Mario,
you start getting
Pasalic.
Euros, dude. I got no chance. This
but
dude,
we don't know if they're
this
Euro.
Guy could be an accountant in New Jersey mm-hmm. or a shooting guard.
I'm
going to
go with a no, just in case.
I'm going yes.
He is in fact a midfielder for Atalanta, which is a soccer team in Italy. He also plays for the Croatian national team.
I was close. Hey, that I thought he was a European.
Can he shoot
athlete.
A three though? Can he shoot a three?
I have no idea. But there's a lot of good, like from that whole kind of Yugoslavia area. They have a lot of good basketball players. All right, one more here. Baylen Spector.
I believe Arlen Spector was a senator from Pennsylvania.
I'm going to go no.
Baylen Spector.
I haven't heard that name in the.
I don't think I've heard that name either.
Landfill little faces.
Either
is,
a senator
is kind
from
of
Pennsylvania's son or perhaps played for the Arizona Wildcats.
I think he's an actor.
Baylen Spector was the 231st pick in the NFL draft. He's a linebacker for the Bills.
Oh,
well,
man.
I can't wait for the draft. It's only a month out, baby. Baylen Spector, here we come. Marquise Hayes is a guard. Yeah. We report that officially.
A pulling guard.
Commanders OTAs start on Monday. Let's talk about the biggest questions facing the burgundy and gold. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!